Nashville has one last special election to finish this month. Voters in District 1 must fill their vacant Metro Council seat. WPLN's Tony Gonzalez reports two candidates are in the runoff, and they're trying to bring grassroots experience and long-term vision to an area where many residents feel left out.
There's an air of frustration that hangs over District 1, a place that candidates Jonathan Hall and Judy Cummings describe as severely neglected by city government.
It has been the forgotten child in the home.
The most overlooked, underserved, under-resourced district in Davidson County.
Of course, Hall and Cummings see potential for their sprawling northwest corner of the county. Both have lived there for decades, and they largely agree there needs to be more growth in the area, but carefully managed. So scenic areas like Bell's Bend and Jolton should remain rural, while Bordeaux needs new development, just not gentrification. Cummings says her time as a planning commissioner prepared her to balance different interests.
Because we are the last place to be developed, we have developers who are chomping at the bits. We need someone who is able to help us create a vision for District 1.
If there's a contrast, it's that Hall talks more of how metro infrastructure dollars are spent, and his mantra is to bring more money for things like sidewalks and stormwater systems.
I can show you where you've invested. I can show you where you've invested poorly. I can show you where we've had bad contracts and bad deals as a city government and why you can't tell my district no anymore.
There's one other key difference. Cummings would support a property tax increase to fund schools and city employee raises. Hall, because he thinks Metro is not spending its money wisely now, calls a tax increase absurd. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Tony Gonzalez.